The following podcast is recorded and produced by the Podcast Precinct in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com. The Podcast Precinct. Consistency, creativity, culture.
It's been a while.
I don't know. I don't know who we are, where we are, what episode this is. I have no idea.
Welcome back to the Starry Night Theater podcast. I'm your host, Alex.
I'm your other host, DJ.
And it has been a month.
Yeah.
Since we have recorded.
Yeah.
That's the longest we've gone not recording. I know all of you have missed us dearly.
Dearly missed us. I don't even know like where to begin. I don't know how to talk into a microphone anymore. Like, this is
I haven't
crazy.
Had headphones for like the last three.
Yeah, why?
They just don't reach.
You just move the table closer or sit in the chair closer
to me. No.
Okay. All right. Great. I'm hot off crew right now, so I might smell.
That's the smell that's in here.
I hope not.
No, there isn't.
We're recording on a Saturday. It's not even Sunday, our normal day. 2 weeks. So we recorded the Starries episode after the Starries, and that was our last episode, and that was like a year ago. And then we went on vacation.
That was a year ago.
We went on vacation, and we did not plan anyone to come on like we did last year, which I think we...
From vacation? What do you mean?
What do you mean? Well, like when we had...
Wait, what do you mean?
When we had my dad, Dan, and Vanessa on.
Oh, while we were gone. Okay, yeah, we didn't.
No, we did not.
I think we were just tired.
We were tired. We were tired.
We needed a break.
I didn't know how vacation was going to go. I ended up loving it every second of
surprise,
it.
Surprise, surprise.
We missed two Sundays for vacation. Is that correct?
Well, the Sunday, yeah, because we came back Saturday night. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it Sunday morning.
Oh, my God. It's been, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's been like 4 weeks.
Wow. I was thinking it went vacation, Cedar Point for me, and then now we're here.
No, it was vacation, then the next Sunday, because we got back Sunday morning, practically.
Yeah.
Maybe like midnight, and then I was like, I'm not doing it in the morning. And you didn't say anything about the week, so I was just assumed next Sunday. And then next Sunday came...
I was in Cedar Point
Sunday. Yeah, you were in Cedar Point.
So we said, let's do it Monday. And then...
Because Monday was Labor Day.
Yeah.
And then Monday came and you were like, let's not.
Let's not. So I drove to Cedar Point and I just got my car inspected earlier that day. So I'm like, great, this is awesome.
What is with you and getting your car inspected around Cedar Point?
This is the only time my car has made it to Cedar Point.
Because last year, we didn't take your car either because you had this issue.
Because my oil wasn't changed.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, let's just not take mine. And then we took Callum's car last time I went. So yeah, I mean, this was my car's first time going to Cedar Point. I got it inspected, so I'm like, great. They're obviously going to check the engine, right? Because like I had a coolant problem. Like they're obviously going to check that. You cannot pass my car if it's leaking coolant, obviously. And so we make it to Krispy Kreme in Erie, Pennsylvania. Crazy story, actually. I go up to the line and I say, can I have a blueberry donut? No. I was like, oh, sure. Okay, yeah, you ran out of blueberry, whatever. Can I have a glaze then? No, we're out of glazed.
And I was like, aren't they all glazed?
I was like, wait, what? And she's like, all right, it's been a long day, guys. I'm like, you're giving me attitude because you ran out of the only thing that you sell. Close your doors. What is happening? I was shell-shocked. I was so shell-shocked.
Did they keep saying no? Did you not get a donut?
Well, I just didn't get it. I wanted blueberry. I love a blueberry donut. Didn't have it. So I'm like, I could deal with a glaze. They didn't have a glaze. So I'm like, I don't want anything from you then.
Mm.
And so I leave. I just walk to my car. My friends are still in there. And I get in my car. I turn my car on. And it's, engine is overheating.
Oh,
I was like, you're
God.
Kidding me. You're kidding me. So there's a Home Depot right by the Krispy Kreme. So I get coolant. I don't put it in my car. I just drive it with a hot engine. And because you're not supposed to put it in when
that was on the way
hot.
Home.
No, it's on the way there.
So you still have there and back to get.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And so I do eventually put the coolant in and everything. But like, yeah, they just like didn't realize that my car, it was bone dry. Like,
where did you go to get it?
Do I want to put them on blast? Yeah. it was David Chevrolet. I just went to the dealership. Cause,
well, oh, God, a dealership.
Well, they're the only place that would take me.
No, but the fact that a dealership didn't check that.
Right. I mean, it was like bone dry. Like, nothing was in there. And like, you would think you would see that, right? I just spent $400 on new tires and all the labor and all that. And you can't spot the coolant issue. So that happened. I forgot why I'm telling this story.
So then
Monday, I'm like, no, I'm done. Like, I just made it back by the skin of my teeth. I'm not recording a podcast.
I'm glad we didn't record, because honestly, I had a great, well, not that the podcast.
Yeah, this would have ruined your day.
No, I had a lot of time that day to do whatever I wanted, which I needed. And I did a lot,
That's awesome.
That I wanted. So, yeah, it was good to not have an obligation.
Yeah.
Not that this would have made it worse, but...
Right, yeah, sure, obviously. Jesus. you know what I just thought of right this second? Okay, great.
If I'm not a mind reader.
We didn't talk about the season. We did not do a season recap.
Season recap of, like, last year or what's happening this year?
Yeah, of last year. Like, we just never did that. We just kind of passed over it. So I think maybe we should...
I mean, didn't we go over with the Starries?
No.
We went over everything.
we went over the Starries, but I feel like we didn't have a heart-to-heart about every show this season, and I feel like maybe that's something we should do.
Okay.
And I just thought of it as soon as we just turned this on.
Good, because we had nothing else to talk about.
We were sitting here talking.
Escapade to Cedar Point.
Yeah.
So your car is fine now?
Yeah, my car just got fixed yesterday.
You know, I go to... this guy, my dad knows, and he literally inserts the little, like, machine reader and then checks that everything's okay and just signs it off. Doesn't check anything else for me.
That's safe.
I'm not saying... I specifically go to him for that purpose so that I'm not going to someone who will check everything.
Okay, yeah. So you're safe, right?
Yeah.
Making sure that your car doesn't just explode. Great.
My car's fine.
No, it's not. It's what year is your car?
2010.
2010. That is.
But you know
outrageous.
What? So I had a check engine light on a couple months ago. And
I would imagine, yeah.
And my friend, he's right on River Road, so I can take my car to him at any point in time, and he fixes everything. And literally every time he fixes something, like, a few weeks later, there's something else that pops up, and now there's something else that I have to bring to him.
My car is a decade older than your car, and I have issues with it, so I couldn't even imagine the issues that you're having.
There's this light. It's literally just A and T lit up. And I didn't know what that meant. And my dad also has never seen it. He's like, oh, that's weird. I've never seen AT in a car. But it's your automatic transmission. And so it's either you are out of fluid or running low on fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I checked and that's not it.
Oh.
Which would have been like the easy option.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't know. It's this like module. He has to like insert a new one. Something with the computer. I don't know.
That's awful.
I mean, it's not that bad, but, like, I think if I drive my car for a while, it will start to jerk without the right, I don't know, computerized equipment.
Great. Well, when we go to Cedar Point in a couple weeks, I'll make sure my car's not ready. And your car could just jerk us all over the road.
Okay. No, my car's fine. I drove it to work 3 days after it happened.
Great.
I'm fine. I'm safe.
Right.
It also, the AT didn't light up on my way here. So.
Awesome. That's big.
But no, I was going to take it to him tomorrow. So it'll be fixed by the time Cedar Point comes around.
Well, no, I'll take my car. That's...
Bro, it's fine. It's fixed.
We'll take my car.
We took
I'm
my
fine.
Car last year.
I know.
I wouldn't have said anything.
Can I be honest about something? No, I won't be honest. Never mind.
No, wait, no.
No, why? I don't think I should say that. I don't think I should. No. We'll take my car. That's fine. I had a point.
I don't know if I trust your car.
My car is fantastic.
You just got done saying that you had so many issues.
I drove it. Well, okay, Michaela and I drove it. Shout out to Michaela for driving most of the way to North Carolina and back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great.
Yeah, my car could have handled that,
no,
too.
No, it couldn't.
Yes, it
no,
would.
No,
I drive
no,
my
no.
car everywhere.
Yeah,
I take it
problem.
Everywhere. Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina.
South. I just take it south.
I was like South Carolina. No, Virginia.
The best part about my car, it's a 2020, right? So it's like, okay, it should have all the bells and whistles. 2020 was what?
You don't even
ago?
Have cruise control.
I have no cruise control.
See, my car has cruise control. Come on.
Well, I
get with the times.
I'm not a baller, I guess. I just didn't spring for it.
Yeah, my 2010 Mazda 3.
And it doesn't have a thermometer. Where it's like, hey, your car is
like
your engine's
hot or cold.
Overheating. Yes.
Mine doesn't either. I look for it all the time, and I'm like, it doesn't. There's no reader that says like hot or cold.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know if it's okay.
Like that would have been great because then I'm like, okay, I can gauge.
Yeah.
Oh, it's real hot. Let's pull over. And
did
so
it start to smoke?
No. Hmm. No, thankfully. I would just have to get out every time we'd stop and I would just top off the coolant. There were multiple breaks in the hoses and stuff. Like, whatever. It was only $300 to get all that fixed. So like, I was grateful because like, okay, here comes a $2,000 expense for something I don't even know what it is.
God.
Yeah. But yeah, enough on cars, man. This is not the cars podcast automotive.
I don't know. I don't remember what this podcast is.
That's real. All right, let's touch here for the listener at home.
Let's touch one.
No, that'll be the other thing. Okay, we do have to talk about that too. Okay, there's a lot to talk about.
Why don't you write it down?
I did write some things down, but like I'm so scattered that it doesn't matter.
So you have to write it down so you remember.
Yeah, but I won't because this notebook
if you
is full
write
of things
down,
I'm supposed to remember and I don't remember what page they're on, so it just happens.
Okay, well, use one page for the podcast.
No.
Okay.
That'll never work. I love to buy notebooks and then set myself up like I'm going to use it and be organized, and then I write like 30,000 different things in it, and I'm like, yeah, I don't remember what's in this. Toss it, get a new one, and redo it. And then toss it and redo it, get a new one. That's my life.
Damn, you waste so much paper.
Sorry, trees. So we are, okay, in a couple months from now, we are moving the podcast over to the theater. So we will be recording straight out of the theater. We have talked about doing a visual component. A video podcast.
Yeah, I would love that.
I think it'd be fun.
I have ideas for when we start, if we decide to do that.
Yeah. Like, because then we could still post on Spotify. You could still post the videos on there. And we could post on YouTube. So maybe branch out a little bit.
I think we should do that.
I think it'd be fun.
I think we need to talk about it and not just like it. Like December comes and we're like, oh, we also have to figure out how to do video.
Yeah.
And then it never happens.
I think if we got two cameras just
yeah, two cameras, cross-aiming. Two tripods right
yeah.
there.
But then editing that together
I know.
Is the worst thing ever.
I'm sure someone can do it for us.
Yeah, we're not going to do it. We'll just...
Listen, I don't get paid for this. Just kidding. I would do it.
I don't know. I like maybe that could become part of the routine. And then after we record a two-hour episode, we stay there for 4 more hours and edit it all together and just spend our entire Sunday
together. Entire day just to the podcast. Oh, God.
We'll talk about it and think about it, but a video thing could be fun. And we'll pick, like, maybe we'll record in a different spot every now and again. I
think if we do a video, we should have, like, an intro video.
Yeah.
Whatever they call, like, a theme.
Okay.
Like our theme music and then a video to go with it into the episode.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's so more to come on that. But like that's exciting. Now when you're a guest, you'll just come straight to the theater.
Yeah. So you won't get lost.
Yeah. Hopefully. Maybe we'll get some ghostly activity.
That would be cool. Maybe we could do an episode where we use that equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, no.
No, I said, yeah. Maybe we can do an episode where we actually interview a ghost like we did last time. We talked about that last episode, maybe two episodes ago. I don't know. We talked about it, though. I know we did.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, we'll interview a ghost.
Yeah. So that's new and happening, and that's fun, maybe. We'll see how fun it turns out to be. In other news, we have nailed down our member events.
Oh,
and so I'll spew those out here. Now there's something that I'll get to it. Okay, so October 31st, Halloween, is now a members thing. So the party will be open to the public, but the upstairs will be for the trick or treaters and everyone to come in, grab their candy, go through the haunted maze thing, and then leave. And
then leave.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. Hang out. You can hang out upstairs, of course. Downstairs will be a members-only party. So that,
how would
movies.
You, like, block that off?
We're going to need people who are there. I'm going to have wristbands. So you come in. If you're a member, you get a wristband. Then the people who work the stairwell will just check. You got the wristband? Great. Go on down. You're a member.
Oh, cool.
So you get an exclusive Halloween party. That's where the pizza's going to be. So if you're not a member and you want to become a member, you can do that. Get some pizza on October 31st. November 10th.
I'm putting these all in my calendar. Sorry.
It's 10th or 11th. Let me look at time. Get a calendar in front of me. I forgot the word for that. It's the 10th of November is the Super Bowl.
Oh, we're doing that again.
Yes. The 10th of November. And that is, I think, the Bills versus the Colts. So that'll be a fun game to watch. Plus eating soup. Never a bad time eating soup.
No, then, last year was great.
Yeah. It was. I loved it.
My soup was the best.
Wow. You're just going for it. You're just going right in for it.
It's the only soup I remember.
Oh, my God.
No, there was chili. There was, I don't know, the one Jenna made that had some stuff in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that one was good.
The one with hot liquid. That was good. Yeah. Yeah.
They were all good. I just don't remember what they were called.
They were all good. I didn't have one bad soup that day, and I ate a lot.
Did you make soup?
No.
Yeah.
I bought $100-something worth of drinks. So
oh, I was like,
that was my contribution. Then January, we're doing the anniversary party, members only. That might coincide with something. That might be anniversary party plus something. But it's not yet 1,000% confirmed, so I will not put it out there.
Do we know the day?
No. But it is in January.
Okay.
Let me whip out a calendar right here. It's always close to like the 21st.
Okay, 21st is a Tuesday.
Great. So it'd either be the 18th or the 25th. So we'll figure that out. Scheduling wise, March, we're going to have a game night that depends on many factors. May.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean depends on many factors?
Like it'll be in March, but.
Oh, but you don't know
like
when.
Butterfly and Easter and St. Patrick's Day are all.
My birthday.
There. No, that's not important.
You're right, because if it were on my birthday, I wouldn't come.
Well, your birthday is on and not Saturday, so it doesn't matter.
It's Friday.
No, it's not.
I'm looking at the calendar.
I was in November, possibly. Okay. March, yeah, game night. So what's fun about this game night is it's going to be a theater game night. So we're going to play theater games.
Like, what are theater games?
Like, Whose Line Is It Anyways sort of deal.
Oh.
Stuff like that.
Like improv.
Some improv, some scene stuff. Like, I don't know, just fun. Like acting class. But it's one night, party it up. Then May will be a game night, as in board games. Fun. And then June, the month I'm dreading, is going to be karaoke.
Oh, wow.
I said that, I might just open the doors and leave. I just don't.
You don't want to, you don't have to partake. I would want to watch.
Yeah, like part of me would want to watch, and then like after
a few people.
After a few people, I'd be like, just get stopped. Just stop. I don't get it. But people want it. It's what the people want. You got to give them what they want. That's how they stick around. August, then, is the Starries, and then we start all over again.
Starries.
Shout out to the Starries and the good folks who do that event. Oh God. Okay. So season recap. Let's toss some names out there and then we'll share our feelings on it. And then we'll talk about Voices in the Attic and Spirits of the Dead, because honestly, it's a dead season now, so we don't want to spend too much time on it. You gotta move forward.
It's a dead season? What do you mean?
Last season. It's a dead season. It's gone.
Oh.
It's over with.
Yeah, I was ready to move on, but you wanna go.
Yeah, but I do think we should recap it and give it its final.
Okay.
Its final whatever.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Like, this should have been an episode, like, you know, after the Starries episode. And, like, if we planned or thought this out, that's probably how it would have went.
There's no planning or thinking on this podcast. Thinking.
No. No. Well, we were on vacation, and I had a fantastic time. Shout out to vacations, because, like, that, you either come back. This dictates my mood for the year, I feel. Maybe that's why I'm in a better mood. If I have a bad vacation and I come back, then I'm thrown off.
That's why you were just a Grinch last year.
Yes. Yeah, actually. I had a horrible vacation last year, so I had a horrible time during the year.
This time, that 1 week.
Yeah, so one, because it's like, year. It's like, this is the week where like nothing matters. You just go out and you have a great time and you spend all the money in the world. And you come back and then you do the real stuff. And that's great. Usually, but like last year, vacation sucked. So then I came back and I'm like, no, this sucks. Everything sucks. I'm not having a good time. Vacation was fantastic this year. I loved it. It was one of my favorite vacations I've been on. And so now I'm like, I'm ready. I'm rejuvenated.
There you go. That's what vacations are for.
Yes.
Feeling rejuvenated. Yeah, right. It was a good vacation. Yeah. 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days for you.
For me.
For you.
And I think that was a good amount of time.
Yeah, you got sick of us.
No, not after 3 days. A week, yeah.
See, I didn't even get sick of everyone after a week.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy. Because I'm not... Okay, I say I'm not a people person, but I am. I am. I'm to an extent.
It's like, I don't like people, but I also want to be around people.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's this...
It's crazy.
Contradictory feeling.
Speaking of people, people were in shows this year. And it started with Spiral Staircase in fall of 2023. Is that correct? 2023?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A whole year ago. We talked about Spiral in the fall. I, in the middle of it, in the thick of it, I
hated it.
I wasn't. My heart wasn't fully into
it. That was the first one after vacation, too.
Yes.
So you were probably more miserable.
Yeah. And my brain was fried after Sweeney. So, like, in the middle of it, my heart just wasn't – I was not 100% into it. After it closed, I hated it. And I was really like, I can't – like, I got to move forward. I got to move past this. And I got to right this ship with Treasure Island. And so, like, I was just like – that was kind of my mood last year, was like, I got to just keep moving forward and try to like prove something. And it, never happened, I don't think. But looking back on Spiral, I think the set was gorgeous. I think your performance was outstanding. I think there are a lot of really good things about it that I overlook because I was so close to the project and so fried while going through it all.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we all know how I feel about Spiral. I love it. Obviously, the story, we've gone over this. The story isn't the best. Like, it's not well written, but my position in it and who I played, I really loved, and I loved the opportunity to play someone like that. And it was just a learning experience for me too, because now I'm going back into having dialogue, and it does feel a lot different to have it's harder to have dialogue. I'm like, because I love acting with my emotions, and then when I bring dialogue into it, and sometimes like it doesn't seem so natural what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that it's harder to bring emotion to it when you're like, wait, I want to say it like this, but these words are not matching.
Right.
So it's just more of a challenge, which I'm actually like, I'm glad I get to have lines again, just because it's different. It makes me like have to actually work a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Spiral, I loved. I know the story isn't everyone's favorite, but it's just special to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it should be. It was a good. It was a good show. It's just it was tough being in the middle of it. Night of the Living Dead. We just did it so many times in a row. I think we're just coming up on the point where we were tired.
Yeah, I think it needs to be laid to rest for a few years.
Yeah. And then it'll rise from the dead eventually.
Exactly. See, I set you up for that.
You set me up. It was a volley and a spike.
Yeah. Wow, you know volleyball.
Those were the correct words? Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, so I mean, that was... I have said I do kind of sort of miss right now being a zombie because it's just fun.
You know, I've never been a zombie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not once.
Wow. It's fun. It is fun. Yeah. So that's that. Christmas Rose, talked about it quite a bit on here. I loved it. It was supposed to be, for me, coming into the season, I was like, that's probably like the low point for me. Like, that's probably the dip where in my interests where I'm like, I did it before, whatever. Ended up just being the best show of the season, blowing me away, like, awesome. So, yeah, I mean, Christmas Rose is fantastic.
Yeah, that was the last show I was really a part of. I did sound for that. And after that, I wasn't at the theater for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Which, like, that time went by. I was like, how has it already been 6 months? I don't understand. But I loved doing the sound for that. I just loved... we talked about this, too, at the time, where I felt like I didn't need... Like, I loved being in the booth and not needing any validation and just, like, my ego is let go of and I can just be proud of everyone on stage. And,
yeah.
And see the audience and their standing ovations and just like, oh, we did that and be proud of that and not need anything like similar to what an actor feels like they need when they're on stage.
Yeah.
So I liked that one. That was a good memory.
Yeah. Christmas Rose. Shout out. Now we're on to Treasure Island. I don't know. Treasure Island was so much work. So much work. And this season, I said it. You can go back however many episodes it was before the season started. And I was like, this season's a test for me because it's stuff that I don't normally do. And like, can I pull it off? And I can pull it off.
But what don't you normally do?
Like... I came off Frankenstein and Sweeney. So like I love the spooky and that kind of lighting and that kind of staging and that kind of set and that kind of that kind of stuff where it's like, I don't know, it's just more of who I am. So like Christmas Carol is also in that vein of like, I don't know how to describe it, but like, I don't know, it has that feeling. So like this season I have that and Hunchback and Joseph, which are all things I love. So like that, this season is going to be easy. Not mentally. I mean, I'm mentally, physically, I'm going to be done for after this, but like, it's going to be great doing, but like Spiral, I wasn't necessarily excited for, but I'm like, I think we could do something really good with this. I think we did something good. Treasure is like, I'm not like, it's not spooky. It's not macabre. It's not anything. It's just, it's pirates. It's like the opposite direction. I feel where it's like bright and loud and all that. So like, I don't know. It was just different for me. And I think everyone did a fantastic job. What I would like to say about that cast, because it's kind of overlooked, I feel, right now. The majority of the cast, the majority of the ensemble really stuck it out. Everybody got sick the second weekend, super sick, and ended the first weekend, beginning of the second. And I was like, I don't even know if we're going to have a show. Like, we might just have to cancel the show. Because like it sucked. I had the sickness from Monday to Wednesday. And it sucked. I mean, it just knocked me out. I missed work, I think, from Monday to Wednesday. And so I'm like, people aren't going to be able to perform with this. It sucks. The majority of the cast showed up and did it that second weekend, sick, losing their voice, fever, all of it. And that's really something that is good to see, because we kind of started moving away from that. It's never been a problem. Missing shows has never been a problem my whole life in this company. And now it's become a thing of like, oh, you know what? I'm sick. I gotta miss this show. It's like, no, that was never that.
Like, people, even if they were sick, they would still come.
Yeah. And like, I get, oh, thanks for like trying not to make me sick. That's awesome. But like, also like, we have to do the show. You're in the show. It's 8 performances.
Unless you can like actually not get out of bed and
right. You
have like the flu or something like that that's really debilitating, then yeah, I would always just like assume to come in.
Yeah, I mean, I've been
that's just me.
I've been on stage since I was like 7, and I don't think there's one performance I did from the age of like 10 to like 16 that I didn't have strep throat or a flu some kind of ailment like that. And you got to go on and you got to sweat in that costume. You got a fever. You're under the lights. It sucks, but like, that's what you do. And like, the show must go on. That's like the whole thing. And I did it my whole life. I did it with a broken ankle. I danced on it the next night. I wore those big boots that next night. And then like, people are like, oh, you know what? I got the sniffles. I'm out. Like, I just could never get with that mindset. And I got in the car accident and I bruised something in my ribs and it hurt real bad. And I was a zombie in Night of the Living Dead. And I'm like, well, you gotta do what you gotta do. And I threw myself out of the window 2 nights after the car accident and crawled on the floor. It's like, that's what we're here for. Like, I get it to an extent, but like, no, like, that's what we're here for. So like, people like Taylor, who was super sick, Catherine was super, super sick. They came in and they kicked butt while being sick. So like, that's awesome. We were missing that in another show this season, but we're not there yet. But like, so like, shout out to them, because like, no, everyone just kind of glossed over that and like, oh yeah, Treasure Island, great. Like, they really performed with something that sucks. Like, it sucked a lot. I was in bed and sweating and so yeah, shout out to those two for sure. And a lot of people had it, so like, shout out to everyone who had it. But those are the first two that came to mind because they were texting me like, yeah, we're pretty much dead right now. Still showed up.
Well, yeah, which is like, I know like we don't get paid, but like, your presence when you are in a show is necessary.
Yeah.
Like, you, especially if you're, I mean, at least part of the main cast, like, how does a show go on without someone?
Right.
So, yeah, I would never really miss a show unless I was like, really couldn't even walk. But I mean, maybe that's something you have to address.
I don't know. Maybe. I said at the beginning of Superstars, like, if you miss a show, just don't come back.
Mm.
And I meant it. And I, if I didn't have Taylor, Taylor really like stepped up in those moments. And she's like, no, like I got it. We'll take care of this. I was just kind of done. I mean, there's no, if you miss a show, it's like, I have nothing else to say then. Like you missed the show. So I said it at the beginning, like, and I'm going to continue to say that. And at one point when I don't have somebody as nice as Taylor there, it's going to be like, okay, then just stay away. And it's definitely going to affect how you're cast in other shows. Cause like, yeah. Well, you missed a show. Like I've been on stage with no voice before. And my lines came out like, it has to happen.
Did it really?
Yes. And I was super upset. I was like, I was really young. I was in It's a Wonderful Life and I was just a kid in it. And only had a couple lines and I was practicing all day to like get my voice to a point where it's not just complete rasp. And it came out and some old lady in the crowd laughed and it ruined me. Like I was so upset about it.
Oh my God.
But like now I'd be like, I don't care. I'm here. And I said my line, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like that's Treasure Island. Shout out Treasure Island. Some great performances in that.
I mean, I remember I wasn't there at the theater at the time. And, when I saw the set for the first time, I was like, that is a set.
The set was awesome. Yeah.
That is like, that looked amazing. I mean, it looked like you were on a ship and, yeah, kudos to everyone who worked on that. Cause it was like, when you walked in, it was like, whoa, okay. I've never seen a set in this theater before like that.
Awesome. I
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Treasure Island. That's that. Then we went to Butterfly. This is our second time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Yeah. Second time. Butterfly was great. The rotating platform was awesome for that.
Yeah. That was a cool addition.
Yeah.
I feel like every year there has to be something new.
Right.
Some new component to the set.
Yeah. I mean, I said I'd like to move off of the story. Cause that's another one that I don't think is necessarily like,
I didn't mean the show in general, just like sets in general.
Sets in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. I mean, I think any of those ones, like even Night of the Living Dead and stuff, like every couple of years.
Yeah.
We'll have you to have to rotate. Other, yeah.
Other shows into rotation. Lottie and Bernice, which.
That seems so long ago.
It seems like ages ago.
Like it wasn't even a part of this season.
It feels like this whole season was just like, we're talking years ago is what it feels like. Lottie and Bernice was great. It was awesome. It was a new one. So many people saw it. I mean, we're selling out left and right. Great. I mean, it was awesome having Deb, Joanne and Jesse back. Yeah. I mean, it was just fun.
Yeah, I had new people come and see it. My sister-in-law and her family, and they're all Polish.
Awesome.
So they were laughing. They were like related to it. They were like, "Oh yeah, that is how people are."
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it was cool for other people to see it.
Yeah, it was cool because like we have a whole like new flock of people in here who have never seen it in the theater, so like it was cool to have them see it and experience what all the hubbub's about. Which takes us into Jesus Christ Superstar. Also just a ton of people saw that, which was great. I mean, we're the number two musical of all time behind Joseph the first time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that the cast was just unbelievable. The talent and everyone there was just insane. Yeah, I feel like we talked about this one quite a bit recently, but like, yeah, I think that the voices were just unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm like trying to gather my thoughts because I'm like, it wasn't one that I thought a lot of people. Like, I knew there was a following. I just didn't realize how big that following was.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, you may have struggled to find interest in it, but it definitely reached people, and the story reached people that I wouldn't have expected. And like, yeah, for them to understand actually what's going on, because it is a hard musical to understand when it's it, like, the story isn't so forward.
Yeah.
But I think, like, you got the audience and you were able to captivate them, so it turned out well in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. I'm proud of how that went over. Yeah, so I mean, that's last season. The season as a whole was a struggle creatively. But I've talked about that 4 billion times on here. And it's over. That season's done. It's gone.
I have a question. Did you think, like, at the beginning of the season, when you picked what was going to be the season, were you, like, way more excited than by the end of it? Or did you think it was going to go better than it did? Or, like, how did your feelings change from beginning to end?
I don't know if I talked about this on here, but I know I've talked about this in person a lot. I thought I was invincible because I just did the 2 best shows of the year. And I was like, that doesn't matter. I could do anything with any piece of work. And I come on here and say I don't have an ego. And then, like, that happened. But I'm like, I could do whatever I want with any piece of work, and it's going to work. And I thought it would all be great. I thought everything that I touched from then on would be that level of Sweeney and Frankenstein. And my dad warned me after Frankenstein, he's like, enjoy this, because, like, it's not always going to happen. And I was like, yeah, right. Like, watch. Watch. And I hope he was watching, because, I mean, three of the shows I did last season, were not at that level.
Mm-hmm.
For me. Maybe for audience members, yeah, like, great. But, like, I'm just talking about me personally. I thought that they would be next level. And then if you don't connect to a piece that you're working on, you don't connect to it. And that's as an actor, that's as a director, that's as any part of the piece. If you don't connect in any aspect, it's not going to work. And not that these didn't work, it's just, like, they're not as, I don't know, they didn't turn out as a 10 out of 10 production.
Mm-hmm. Which ones did you connect with the least, and which one the most?
Out of just these 3 that I did?
Yeah.
Oh. I probably connected with Treasure Island the most. It was just hard because the script is very wordy, and it's a lot. It was wordier than I had remembered and wordier than I thought it would be. So, like, I came in like, oh, like, this fight scene, like, that was, like, the number one thing on my mind. And I think that was the best part of the show. So, like, I don't know. I guess I connected with that one the most. The least, probably Superstar. Not that there was, like, a big disconnect, because there were times when I'd get really excited about it and loved being there and loved doing it, because the people were so talented. It was crazy. But it's just, I hate the story. I think there's so many missed opportunities within the story. So, yeah, that was probably the hardest.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I don't, whatever that's worth, I don't know. But
no, I was just interested in
hearing your
thoughts.
I like that question because it made me think hard. Mm-hmm. And I don't do that too often.
Critical thinking.
Exercising it right here on Saturday Night Theater Podcast. But it's all dead now. It doesn't matter. None of it. It's all in the past. The starries are over for it. Everything's over for it. So now we're on to something new, and we're on to Voices in the Attic right now, and Spirits of the Dead, but Voices comes first. So we are pretty deep into rehearsal for this. It opens the end of September, and I am certainly nervous because I haven't had to memorize lines in 3 years.
Really? Wait, what was the last show?
The last time I did serious work,
yeah,
was All Through the Night, in 2021.
Okay.
When I was George. That was the last time I did anything close to like something I'm proud of. Where like other stuff would be like, I'm not auditioning for this. But like, hey, we need you in this sort of deal. And then like, I was not connected to Yes Virginia at all. I was not connected to Tales from the Ghostlight. It was the first one back. I didn't love the one story I was in. So I'm like, I don't know how to connect to this. I don't know that I want to act anymore at all. And my plan was not to act after last year, 2 years ago. I don't know. And like, I think I said it on the podcast too. I'm like, yeah, I'm done acting. Like, I just want to direct. And I do love directing. But then I read Voices in the Attic and I was like,
I want to be in it.
I want to do that.
Especially because that one part was written for you.
I love it. I love that part. It's so good.
Yeah. I think we talked about this during the auditions. Yeah, I was like, that is you. That is your voice, your words.
I read through it, and at first, the first one is called Tarantella, and I'm like, oh, I love that character in that. I maybe want to play that. But I was still like, I probably don't want to act, though. Then we got to the kids piece. I'm like, oh, well, I'm not a kid, so great. Now I can look at it from like a directorial standpoint. Then we got to the effigy, and I'm like, oh, my God, I want that. I want that. And it's just – it's playing somebody so despicable that it's so much fun. It's so much fun. And it's just like all the worst thoughts and the worst moments of anger in your life, you could just bring back and just be like – it's right in front of me, and it's, I don't know. It's just fun. And I'm working with Callum, Ryan, and Michaela, and it's outrageously fun. And it's so, I don't know. It's just good. And like, I'm bullying Ryan on stage, and like, it's just,
wow. So parallel to real life.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just good. It's just, I enjoy it. And then I also do a scene with Trevor that I wasn't expecting to have happen. I talked to my dad beforehand. I'm like, yeah, I like, really like this character. That's probably all I'm auditioning for. And then I read for another one and got that one. And so Trevor and I are working together in this other scene that is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. And like, I get to play a whole different character, which I like. Like, so now in one show, I get to show off like, hey, maybe I can act a little bit. Hopefully.
Maybe.
I don't know. Like, that'll be up to the audience. I don't know. You get to a point where you're like, maybe this is good.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I don't know. Both have been a lot of fun. I love the show. I love the stories. So
yeah, I know nothing except what I saw in auditions. I saw a picture on Instagram of Sean wearing like those really big boots, and I'm like, I wonder what this is for. But yeah, I mean, it was funny in audition, so I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'm very excited because it's different. It's like, it's different from what we normally do. It's different from how my dad normally writes. So like, I love everything about it. It's unique, and it's scary. Like, there are parts that are genuinely just...
Is it?
Yeah. Like, parts that are, like, genuinely like, oh, wow, like, okay, this is a lot to take in. I do a cool thing in one of the scenes that I haven't done in forever, so, like, I'm excited for that.
What haven't you done in forever?
Well, I haven't done anything in forever. I haven't been on stage since... I think Here We Sit was my last... Well, technically, Superstar was my last play when I whipped Jesus. But Here We Sit was probably my last wordy play, which is crazy. I mean, I pretty much sat a whole season out. I mean, kind of too, mentally. Yes, Virginia. We can't count Yes, Virginia.
Yeah, you were not about that at all.
No. And it showed. Like, that's also something that, like, irked me for a while, where it's like, okay, you saw me in stuff that I my heart wasn't in. It's like, so now I want to like bump it up, and like I'm all in this. Like I love this. I love Voices. I love the characters I'm playing. So like I want to bump it
up.
But
Yes, Virginia is when the podcast was really born.
Yeah, I remember the day I asked you. You don't.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I remember when you asked me. Like, we were in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would have thought? What year was that? 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2022.
22. Here we are. Oh my God. We're coming up on our third season.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's great.
It's crazy. Spirits.
Yeah.
Spirits.
So, Voices. Come see Voices. Opens end of September. We're creeping up on that real close. Yeah. It's awesome. Then Spirits of the Dead is new, completely new. This is a world premiere. And we are both in this one together. And I think it's our second time acting together.
Yeah. Out of the 6 years I've been here.
Yeah. It has not only been 6 years.
Yeah. It was 2018.
Okay.
Which, it's 2024.
Can't do that.
So... In January, I mean, so it was April. So April of 2025, it'll be 7 years, should be.
Yeah, okay, that works. Yeah. The math checks out. I have to use my fingers.
Which is crazy.
That is crazy. It feels like I've known you for like 20.
Wow, does it?
Yeah, I don't know. 6 years is not a lot.
No, but it's not a lot. I mean, when you think, like, six, you know someone for 5 years, you're like, okay. That's a good chunk.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. Years fly by. Like 2017 is like yesterday to me. So
what? 2017 is like a decade to me.
No, I remember so much from 2017, and like now I'm just here in 2024, almost 2025.
Yeah, I mean, I think it like time when you. It's like okay, you have your regular calendar time, January to December, and but then you have the theater time, which like when you think about that, you start September to August, and somehow that time when you go by like the performances, you're like, oh shoot, time is moving fast.
Yeah,
because it's just one after another.
Yeah,
and then it's back to September and you're like, oh, here we are again.
Yeah, it does feel like once you're when you're in the middle of the season, it feels like it's going fast. But like right now, looking back on Spiral Staircase, I would probably tell you that was like 3 years ago.
No, Spiral seems not too long ago for me. I don't want to say it seems like yesterday because it doesn't seem like yesterday, but it doesn't seem super far.
I feel like this
season went by so fast.
I feel like, yes, in a lot of ways it went by fast, but then in other ways where I was like, I want to get to something where I can be more me and be more creative, then it was like slow and painful.
Oh.
Partially.
Okay. Well, yeah, we've had two different experiences, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, I think I've gone through a lot mentally and emotionally and transformatively, if that's the thing.
I think we need to start that vocab. It's funny, the other day I was reading a book and I came across Resplendent.
Okay.
And I'm so bad with like, I learn a new word. If I see a word in a book, I'll look it up and I'll be like, okay, that's what that means. And then it'll just leave my head. I will forget what it means. But Resplendent is stuck in my mind, and because I have a memory associated with it, which is the podcast.
Is that... That's something nice, right?
Yeah, that's a good thing. Because I was like,
no, not the memory, the word.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like shiny and
okay,
new and just like, yeah, I don't know.
You saying the word, I remember hearing the word, but
we had a conversation about it. So I have a memory associated with that word now, which makes me remember it.
Okay.
So now, any word I don't know, I just need to associate some sort of memory with it. I need to have a conversation with someone, but a memorable conversation.
Well, call me up. We'll have a memorable conversation whenever you read a book. I'm not good with words. I just leave my mind is like, it's just in a billion places. And I love anytime I like draw or write something, then it's like that is a representation of my mind. And it's just words everywhere and the paper's crumpled and...
Yeah, I see that script right there.
Yeah, yeah. This
it's just in a ball.
Yeah.
How? I can't have my script like that.
Well, because I put it in my back pocket.
Yeah, I never understand people. Like, I know you were the kid who had, like, his papers in disarray in his backpack.
Absolutely. That's me.
I can't understand that.
I would not use, like, the little half thing on my folders.
Like, kids trying to find their homework in school. I'm like, how do you not know where your homework is? You have to hand it in.
Well, that was all on act for me. I'd be like, I can't find my homework. Like, no, it's at the bottom of my bag, not done. Okay. Not done and not thought about.
So, yeah, I remembered Resplendent. It was a good memory for me. I was like, I know what this means.
Yeah.
I don't have to look it up.
I recall the word. I don't recall anything else about it.
I think we should bring it back.
Yeah, if I don't have to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be one you don't have to pay for.
Maybe. Maybe, like, once we're recording, we can write it out on a whiteboard.
Maybe any word I come across in my reading, since I'm the one who reads.
Okay. I read scripts.
No, I know. I'll write it down.
Okay,
we
can
go over it.
And you can test me on it, yeah.
Okay.
Can we should have a whiteboard when we record.
We should just record in your office.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be a little cramped, but...
If we get a whiteboard behind us, then I could, like, draw stuff out. I think that'd be awesome.
What would you need to draw stuff out for?
I don't know, but I love a whiteboard. And that gets me excited. We could write the word out on there, okay. And it could just be up behind us the whole time.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
I love a whiteboard.
It can be a part of the video.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you know that idea you just had? What if we did that? I would love it. I would love that idea. Spirits. Spirits of the Dead is it's brand new. Brand spanking new. It's about the theater. It's about the theater and the ghostly experiences, the paranormal, if you will. Let's see. Vocab.
Paranormal.
I'm trying to think of there's another word for ghostly activity that I can't think of.
I don't know, paranormal.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe there's a synonym. I'll look it up.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fun. I love the people in it, so it's hard to have, like, serious onstage time with these people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex and I have a scene together. It's hard to look at her on stage.
I feel like I try hard not to look at you. That when I do, I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I have to get it together, though. Like, I'm really good at not laughing during a scene when it's funny, but, like, something about you, I don't know. I just can't keep a straight face, but I have to. This is a challenge for me. I have to work on this.
It's a boyish charm and the blue eyes and
it's not. That's not what I was.
It's
thinking.
The curls in my hair. It's all.
No,
happening. It's all coming at you at once.
It's the ridiculousness. It's the absurdity I see in front of me.
Oh, no, I don't believe it for a second.
No, I think it's because we talk so much about being a show together, but we haven't really. That now that we are, it's like, whoa, this is a little weird. This is a little surreal.
I don't think so.
It feels like that to me.
I feel like I just laugh because you're my friend and we're like pretending to be other people. No. Nope. No, it's just like, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, I know you're not Jerry.
Yeah. It's like when you strip it down, it's just like, what are we doing?
But it's like, I know everyone else isn't who they are.
Yeah.
But I can, like, accept that they're playing someone else.
But you can't accept me.
No.
I don't know.
No, this conversation's going to make it worse. Oh my God, Don's gonna be like, I can't, you're never gonna be in a show. This is why you're not in a show together.
This is it. So I laughed with you, and then Michela has to come on and slap me She's not a spoiler. This is in Voices. And her and I are close as well. And she came on and she slapped me. And I just started laughing. And I was
did
like,
did she slap you for real?
Yeah, but they've all been light.
Oh, no. And she's got to, like, do it for real.
That's what I'm saying. And we came back. She's like, oh, like, was that too hard? And I'm like, no.
Leave a red mark.
Put everything into it. She doesn't hate me as much as you do now. Like, you've gotten to know me. You had the built-up moments of, like, I wanted to slap you. So, like, had you had to slap me, if you had to slap me in spirits, like, you've had, you'd have it loaded up.
Yeah, it's already, it's ready
it's
to
there.
Go.
So, like, she hasn't had that
she
experience
still likes
yet.
You, that's
she, yes. I'm still the charming.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, so, but, like, she slapped me, and, like, it's supposed to be, like, a moment of, like, intensity, and I just started laughing. So I gotta get past the giggles for every show I'm in, I guess.
I know. We have to be serious about it.
Yeah, we'll get there.
No, Friday, we gotta get there.
Okay. I'm good. It's been so hard trying to put yourself in the gear of both shows, though.
Also, one second. Celestial? Was that it?
No, certainly not that, but it's a good one.
Do you know what that means?
Well, something about ghosts, I would hope. Or else this is for a different episode.
Supernatural,
maybe. No, that's an easy one. I don't know. I feel like there's something that I could maybe.
Well,
wrong.
If you guys know, let us know.
If you guys know, hit us up. I have nothing else to say there. But getting into gear for these different shows is tough because I play a different person in every scene in Voices, and then in Spirits I'm Jerry, and none of the other people are Jerry. So, like, that's been odd.
Wait, what do you mean none of the other people are Jerry?
None of the other people I'm playing are Jerry.
Okay. So, like, it's like there's only one Jerry.
There's one Jerry, and it's me. And so, like, it's been tough. Like, I haven't done real hardcore acting in forever. So, like, now I'm doing it three times.
You're making over up all the lost time.
I guess so. I guess that's what this is.
Mm-hmm. How is it trying to memorize for one
hard
over the other?
Very, very hard. I've never done that either, doing two shows at once. So
really?
It's, yeah. Because I would be a zombie, and then if I was in the other play, then, like, whatever, one set of lines. This is so hard. Voices would be hard alone because you have to play different people. But now Voices and the other one and Spirits at once, it's like very, very difficult. But
yeah,
we'll
I don't have
there.
That issue.
We'll get there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much we can say about Spirits because can't really talk about
it. I know.
It, but
we can't give much away. But it is about – it'll give you some – it'll give you a look into the ghostly activity and what we know about it, what we know to be true about
true
it.
Stories, yeah.
Yeah.
Can we talk about, like, what last rehearsal was like?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we learned some choreography.
Yes.
Thank you, Deb.
Shout out, Deb.
And it proved to be a bit difficult.
It was hard.
Like, it isn't difficult move. Like, the choreography itself isn't hard.
Right.
But somehow bringing it all together is a little much. And we struggled with one movement in particular that took. I think we were on that for like an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. It. Yeah.
And Deb seems so defeated. Like, she probably wanted this one part especially, and we were like, it's not working.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not a mover or a dancer. Like, people will come on here and be like, well, I'm not a dancer, I'm a mover. I'm neither. I'm a
mover.
You've heard that before though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm neither. I'm a big stone. So, like, a boulder.
Yeah.
And so now I have to do movements, and it was difficult, and I don't know counts. That was a culture shock for me. It's like,
yes, you've done musicals.
I've done musicals, but I don't choreograph musicals. Yeah, I know. and like Taylor and Elena and Sean and you were like, okay, like we understand counts, and like 1, 2, 3. I'm like, what is this? What does this mean? and so like I kind of got the hang of it, but it's just like it's all new to me.
Well, it's like when you listen to music, there's a rhythm.
Yeah, no, I'm not even slightly inclined.
Okay. You can't pick out like an easy pop song and you're just like, there's the rhythm, and you match it, you match the beat.
Maybe like if I'm just like clapping along or something.
Yeah, you're usually clapping with the beat.
Yeah, but like it takes me a minute, like, all right, let's figure this out. I don't know. It's I'm not, my brain is not musically involved. Like I just, because Sean's like, oh, like just do it on this beat, and I was like, what?
You're like, oh.
That means nothing to me.
They're like music notes you can't read. You're, yeah, just like, I don't know what this means.
Yeah, music is too hard.
It is hard. I wish I knew more about it, but I don't know.
But here we are.
But yeah, I mean, so I really like that. It was, I had a really fun time last rehearsal learning that.
Yeah.
It took us a bit, but we got it. We had to change some things. Although, at the end, when you left to go watch football, me, Sean, and Ryan went and did the broom scene, or, like, movement. And it was just us three, and we got it. And then we had this idea, we're like, what if we split off into two groups of three?
No,
and then we do it.
No.
It makes it easier.
No,
make your mom
you.
Happy.
Yeah, I did go and watch football. And it was a great time. I really had a great time, and that's what I love about like rehearsals, is like you can be super serious and have the serious moments, and as a director, like you have to, obviously, or else the show doesn't come together. And I think I was starting to miss that as just a director, where I'm like, no fun. We got to work. So like now, like being on stage and knowing that it's stressful and knowing like, okay, I know I have to be serious here, but like today we can laugh because we're learning something new.
Yeah.
So like that was fun. A fun reminder of like just being an actor and like
having fun. It was a lot of fun. I mean, yeah, we will have to get serious, but like it was nice to have that little snippet of time.
Yeah.
To just be ridiculous.
Yeah. And like you could fail, and everyone was failing, and it's like, okay, like this is okay. And like that's what I love, and that's like what I want to not get back to, because we had plenty of fun this season, but like stick with. It's like we'll always have fun, but like still put out a great product, make sure we're having that fun, or else like none of this is for anything.
Yeah, true. It's all about growth.
Shout out to fun.
Maturity.
Shout out to, and we cannot talk about growth again. That was, how many episodes ago was that one?
Only like three.
Sure.
Maybe two.
I can't remember. I mean, it's been so long. Well, we're at 1:06.
That's it?
Yeah.
Damn, I feel like we've been talking for like 2 hours.
Well, we talked before we went on, so like maybe.
We did. We talked for a while. Oh, three. Yeah, three. Yeah, it was three.
So I think this is a good place to end it. We're just getting back into it. The listeners are just getting back into it. They don't want to hear us for 2 hours.
I don't know.
I do know because I'll hear about it. Like, oh, 2 hours, huh? Yeah, 2 hours.
Yeah, but it's 2 hours of us laughing and having a good time.
Yeah. I think like if we had like...
so serious.
If we just did episodes by the hour... This is probably off-air stuff. I don't know why I'm so talking. We'll talk about this off-air.
Well, now you got to finish
well,
it.
Well, if we just did it by the hour, then I think it would renew interest and leave us guests still. Because there's many people that we talked to for 2 hours, or people have been on more than once. So we've talked to for 4 hours, and now we're kind of running dry on stuff to talk about.
Well,
with them.
We knew this day would come where we would run out of people to interview.
Well, and I feel like we haven't completely run out, but like it'd be nice to like, oh, what is this person up to? And then we catch up with them, and it's like, okay, now we have, that was 20 minutes. Now what do we do now? So like if we just
a 20-minute interview?
Yeah, I don't know. Because like say we had like Sean.
We get through beef and that's it.
say we had Sean or Trevor or like Vanessa back on.
Trevor's been on like 5 times.
Yeah. And then we're like, okay, so what have you guys done since you've been on? Oh, I was in this. I was in this. I did this. Great.
Okay. See you. Bye.
Bye. Good night. Like if we kept their hours, if we kept their episodes to 1 hour, then like we could squeeze that out of them 4 more times.
Yeah. No, I agree. The episode should be an hour or, you know, an hour and 20. Like what?
Yeah, sure. 20 minutes. Yeah.
No, just like. Like, I don't want to cut it off at an hour if we're, like, in the middle of something.
If it's juicy and we're rolling, yeah. But, like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Like, this isn't juicy. This is no longer juicy. It's past an hour.
I don't know. I feel pretty.
I'm not feeling juiced right now. I'm feeling empty.
No. I'm not. I said it was a good, I was in a good mood.
Yeah? That's great. That's genuine. That's great.
That did not
no,
sound
that's
genuine.
Great. That's great.
I think you have a problem with sounding genuine. Like, you're always like, that was genuine. I'm like, you sounded so deadpan. Not
okay. Funny. That's all right. This is something that we could actually talk about. It's hard for me
to show emotion.
It's hard for me to convey what I'm feeling because of my voice. So when I'm on stage, I'm trying to be aware of this and change my voice because my voice doesn't change. This is me.
I think your voice changes.
No, this it doesn't. Like, this is like me, like
this is like you in the podcast, and you're checking when we're like going through the transcripts, and you're like, see, I don't understand you when you're like, oh, my voice doesn't change.
It doesn't. It's like. This is me excited right now. I just got the best news of my life right now. This is me angry. So like, I don't know. There's not. I don't have levels. Unless like somebody gives. If I had a phone call right now, I feel like my voice would change.
What?
Hello.
Oh my god.
Your voice always changes when you answer the phone.
Wait, does it?
Yes. I promise you. Hello, who is this? See, that's different from me, I don't know, from my deep tone. I go, hello.
I think that picture should be the image for this episode.
See, that people would know what we're talking about if we had a camera.
Well, we have to include it in
yeah,
the
maybe
post.
December. We'll, oh, that, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe in December we'll have a camera.
Yeah, we should get on that.
Okay, great. Sure, I'll add it at the busiest time of my schedule of doing 2 shows, then diving headfirst into Christmas Carol, then while Christmas Carol is going and we have like a week to put that together, then Hunchback is the next day. And then I'm out of gas.
We're probably gonna have another month go by where we won't do the podcast.
No.
We should use December as a transition period.
I disagree. Okay. I think once I'm feeling rejuvenated right now
because we had a month off. When we do it for so many weeks in a row and we're like okay, we don't get a break, we run out of that juice.
But it's also how we've stayed consistently posting episodes.
Yeah, but like, is it better to stay consistent and boring? Or
I don't think I don't listen to the episodes anymore, so I don't know if they're boring or not.
Yeah. Please let us know. I don't know boring? Who listens to it anymore.
I don't know who listens
other
anymore.
Other than, like, Jenna.
Yeah. I don't know.
Jenna's got to be our number one.
Number one.
Number one fan.
Yeah.
Does your dad still listen to it every Tuesday?
I don't know.
He's like, no.
I don't know. He said he does. Because I made a comment in one of the episodes. I'm like, I don't know if my dad listens anymore. And he's like, yeah, of course I do.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah. But like, we haven't posted in so long. Maybe this is it. And this is going to bring everyone back in. But if we keep talking,
but that's what I
everyone's
mean.
Going to jump off.
We took a break and everyone was like, and this is just me imagining because yeah. I don't know if this actually happened.
Yeah, this is all but, made up.
Yeah. But everyone's like, oh, I miss them. Like, I haven't heard them in a month. Where are they? I
What's
want another episode.
What's the gang
episode.
Up to right now?
Yeah, what are they up to?
This is what the gang's up to right here.
They missed us.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Great. But, like, I don't think we were falling off at the end. I think Superstar, we had strong episodes.
No, we were never falling off.
I think we fell off. I think during, like, the winter months of last year, we fell off pretty hard.
Yeah, I think that was you.
No, because, like...
Before we started this podcast, I mentioned the winter months and you not being as positive.
You did mention that. But, like, it's not because... I think when I come on here hot with something, when I listen back to it, I'm usually entertained.
Yeah, anything that's, like, super high energy or emotional... is entertaining
when it's backed by emotion. Yes, I
yeah, but like it. When you do something so many times and you're just like, okay, going through the motions, you need a break, and then you can come back and be excited.
Well, we'll see.
I'm not saying we have to have a month break. Okay, I'm just saying this break allowed us to become excited again.
I was feeling good about it before the break.
I was too. I'm not saying I wasn't.
I think the Starry's episode is a hit.
I thought, yeah, I agree. I don't know who listened to it and if they feel the same.
We also didn't make that one publicly. Like, we didn't post about that one.
What? Why?
I don't know. It was at a busy time.
Exactly. So, at a busy time.
Go back and listen to it right now if you're still listening. After we said we'd end it at an hour and we're 15 minutes over.
Hey, an hour and 20. There we go.
I got a 15 looking at me on the computer screen and I'm not loving it.
Okay.
That's it. That's all we have for you. Follow us on social media.
We'll have new sponsorships soon.
Yes. Oh my god, I forgot about that. Yeah. So we have a new sponsor system. You could pay us to say a message, and we will say it as many times as you want, depending on your payment. And we'll get that in the works. But right now, we just kind of had to get an episode out, and we have to worry about where this is going. And recording and all that technical stuff that comes with doing a podcast. Yep. Okay. Great. Follow us on social media at Starry Night. I actually have a story.
What? What? Are you kidding me?
Because.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It just popped in my head. Okay. But like.
But is this important?
It's not important, and we don't need it. So you can end the episode right now if you want to, and that's perfectly okay. But I was going to see Beetlejuice 2 yesterday, last night, and I go in. And do you have a Snapchat? Are you back on?
Yeah, I was during the trip, and I still am technically on there. I wiped it from my phone.
Okay, because like I would send you these updates because
I think that's the thing. You said that. And then I didn't get anything, and I'm like, this is pointless.
Okay, but now I'm at a different point in my life where I have many
You said this on vacation.
Yes. But then I didn't know you re-got it. I never know you...
I did it in the room.
Maybe I was asleep already. I don't remember.
We were talking.
I don't remember. You said, yeah, I still get, like, emails.
Oh, yeah, I did. And then that same night, I downloaded it again. Anyways, this isn't important. No one needs to know this.
Okay, but like I would have sent you this update had you been there. And I send a lot of updates. I snap a lot of people daily now, and it's fun and it connects you.
I don't know if we need more connecting.
Yes, we do. So I Carla's in town from Friday to Sunday. She has a wedding Saturday. She leaves Sunday morning. So Friday night she came in and we're like, let's go see Beetlejuice 2. We're there.
She's here and you didn't tell me?
She's here for her wedding. I am not even seeing her today. But Friday...
She's leaving tomorrow?
Yes.
Damn.
I know. She's coming up for Halloween, though. Great.
No, I thought that was a secret.
I think it was supposed to be a secret, but then she told me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so... I forgot. Oh, so we went to see Beetlejuice 2. I'm there. I'm excited. My sister's there. Ryan's there with us. And it's like 40 minutes. And then a dude walks in. And he goes, yeah, we have a problem. Like, it might take a little bit. So you want to hang out, you can hang out. If you don't, you'll get two free tickets to come back. And we'll pay for your food. And so we're like, we hung out for a little bit. And then like, yeah, no, it's not working. So we got the free tickets and got the stuff, but what a bummer that was.
So you didn't see it?
No. So now I can't watch Beetlejuice 2 with her because then she's going back to North Carolina, which is completely her fault for living there. But also the theater's also the theater's fault for whatever happened. What are the odds that she comes up for 3 days? Like, we're like, let's get this movie in.
And yeah, what are the odds? I mean,
it's crazy.
It's great odds, but...
No, those are pretty rancid odds.
Yeah, I've never had anything happen at a movie theater.
Me neither. First time.
Yeah, it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. So, Beetlejuice, I don't know. I don't know how it is. I can't speak on it. Didn't see it. I tried. We'll try again.
You'll just have to see it with someone else.
Yeah, well, that's what I told her.
I said, well, you're like, I'm going to see this with someone else.
Yeah.
makes sense. She's probably like, okay, I get it.
Right. So that's it. That's a story. And
what was the point of that story?
I just remembered it. And so I wanted to get it out there into the world because maybe somebody connects with it. Maybe someone's like, that was my favorite part because that happened to me too.
If that is their favorite part of this whole podcast episode,
I'd be very
disappointed.
I got feedback about the poster thing I talked about last time.
What poster thing?
Oh, wow. Great. My stories mean nothing to you? The posters at work?
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. What was the feedback?
Well, I don't know. It was just, I was talking to people about it. I talked to Catherine and Vanessa and Julie about it.
Oh, so you're saying your stories are important because people listen and they take interest.
And they're like, oh, okay, I can connect to this story.
I agree. I think your stories are interesting sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, okay, well, this one, you didn't like this one? It didn't do it for you?
Well, like, what was the point?
The point is, Carla was in town for
the point is, Carla's in town, and I don't get to see her.
It was for limited time, and I wanted to see this movie. The movie's all that's the hubbub right now.
I know.
So, like, maybe when we listen to this in a year back, we'll be like, oh, remember when Beetlejuice 2 was so popular?
Maybe if you invited me to go see it, I'd be more interested.
I can't. We did see Coraline in theaters, though.
We did.
Shout out
Coraline. Oh, yeah. Did we talk? No, we didn't, because we haven't been here.
We haven't been here.
Yeah, so we saw Coraline. 3D.
So you said my story was bad, and that's what you come in with.
Yeah, because now it's my story.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it in 3D. It was fun.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Okay.
There it is. It's over.
Is it over 20?
It's over 20. It's over 20. I mean, let's just make it to the 2-hour point.
I don't know if I have.
I don't want to.
To
I can't do it. I can't do
we
it.
We have actually been here for 2 hours. Didn't I get here around 1?
I thought you got here around 1. Yeah, I was going to say 12. That's a lie. 1. Let's get out. Follow us on social media. Thanks for listening if you made it this far. Come see Voices in the Attic. Come see Spirits. Spirits of the Dead. They're both fantastic shows. Spooky. Everything you want in fall.
Me.
Yeah. We're back. We'll be here next week. So thanks for listening.